wake and bake.
Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria en Rustenburg 30, Johannesburg 26 en Malahleni 28 grade. Die Satswane vier die appel of sy besluit teen 'n hooggeregshof bevel wat die stad nou in staat stel om sy kredietvordering af te dwing en die elektrisiteit van die Zambezi kleinhandelparksentrum af te sny. Die bevel verduidelik, deeltiteleienaars kan nie individuele kragvoorsiening eis nie.
The SCA's judgment confirms the obligation of customers to pay for services and failure to pay empowers the city to enforce its credit control bylaws. Sectional title owners cannot hide behind a dysfunctional body corporate to compel the city to provide services.
Dit dan die stadswoordvoerder Lindele Mashingo. Nou na die Weskaap waar die Kaizer Chiefs sokkerster Luke Fleurs vandag terugste geles sal word. Fleurs is vroeër van deesmaand tydens 'n kaping by 'n volstasie in Honey Dew Johannesburg doodgeskiet. 6 maande is intussen in verband met sy moord in hegtenis geneem. Hulle het gister in die Roodepoort Landdroshof verskyn en die saak is tot volgende donderdag uitgestel. Intussen het die families van sommige van die beskuldigdes daarop aangedring dat die polisie die verkeerde mense in hegtenis geneem het.
While details of the case have not been ventilated in court, the father of one of the accused who asked not to be named is adamant that his son was not involved in any shooting. He wants to know if there's video footage from the filling station where Luke Fleurs was killed that places his son at the scene of the crime.
My question is, where is the footage and what was it used for if the children are now being charged for the wrong thing?
Some family members say they cannot deny that the men may have tampered with Fleurs' vehicle after they allegedly found it abandoned, but they insist they should rather be charged for that and not his murder. Masachaba Sifularo for Jack Randerfim News.
AfriForum steun Unisa se waarnemende adjunk prinsipaal van finansies, Rishma Matura, met haar klagte by die valke. Matura beweer dat Sam gesweer om haar valslik te betrek by kriminele optrede met ongevraagde betalings in haar rekening. AfriForum sê hulle het Unisa se raadsvoorsitter Daniel Mosia gevra om in te gryp. Die glanspersoonlikheidsleiwag Anwar Khan is borgtog van R200,000 toegestaan in die Dimbiza Landdroshof. Khan, die eienaar van Pentagon Group, is by die paasnaweek met 14 ander gearresteer in verband met die Fortier bedrog en korrupsiesaak. Hy het aantuigings teen hom oor terugbetalings aan universiteitsamptenare ontken. Vir meer besoek checkaroundfm.com en klik op news. En Namibia worstel met 'n ernstige droogte in groot dele van die land. Die lewens van diere is in gevaar. Dit het ook groot kommer oor veeland ontstaan. Die minister van Landbou, Water en Grondhervorming, Kali Schlitwin, beklemtoon die uitdagings.
I believe the predictions are that the maize crop will be much, much lower than last year. So will be the mango crop. So we will have to import staples and grains to avoid food insecurity. And we will see a reduction in agricultural output. And that is not good at all.
Ek is Chanel September, meer nies in Engels om 10 uur.
Thank you, Chanel. Okay, so here is a crazy story for you. You remember the Wagner Group, the Russian sort of parallel military? Two Russian nationals have been arrested in southern Germany, suspected of plotting sabotage attacks on U.S. military facilities in Germany. Prosecutors say that the two men are suspected of operating as Russian spies on behalf of the Kremlin. They said that the men were accused of working for a foreign secret service, or failing that, the actual Wagner Group. The prosecutor's office said that the suspects were arrested in the small town of Bayreuth on Wednesday, and Bayreuth is home to the annual Richard Wagner Opera Festival. Okay, fine. Now, they don't want to give away the identities of these guys because, well, you know,